I must say, I got some really interesting text messages. So really interesting questions and points with regards to yesterday's shiur. If I can just very briefly, because we have to cover a lot of ground tonight as well. Very briefly, I want to point out very, very important, Reb Moshe, about the saying Shema after Alois. And the earliest about Alois, we learned the Sif Gimel. Yesterday, Sif Gimel tells us that if somebody is an Onus, you're allowed to say Shema at an early point. So the cases mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch are dangerous animals, or dangerous place, dangerous people, and that allows somebody has to go to in extreme circumstances after it's going to travel. So on these circumstances, you're allowed to say after Alois, which is really, really early. You're allowed to say Shema. Reb Moshe Feinstein asked a question, and he asked, what about somebody going to work? Is that considered an onus or not? Somebody has to be at work at... What time was Alois today?
7:44.
Nets was 7:44. Good. So somebody has to just daven before the Nets, because otherwise, if he starts daven, he needs to get to work. So what happens there? Is that considered an onus or not? With examples brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the cases brought down in Shulchan Aruch are dangerous animals, dangerous people, traveling, pardon? 6:56 is Alois and 7:44 is net. Okay, do you have to wait for 7:44? Is work considered an onus or not? Reb Moshe's question. Reb Moshe Feinstein. And Reb Moshe Feinstein has a long tshuva written to his son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler, his famous son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler. In the long tshuva, he discusses, and he says in Loshon is, "Ein lecha oynes gadol mizeh." He says, definitely, we need to bring bread on the table, you need to have a paycheck by the end of the week, you need to have some money in the poshka. He says, "Ein lecha oynes gadol mizeh." You just need to have the money. And therefore, he says, definitely, if you're allowed to say Shema after Alois, At an early point in the day, you'll have to say that for dangerous animals and dangerous people. So you're also allowed to kalvach. I think it's not kalvach. You're also allowed to do for work. You're allowed to do so. Reb Moshe, explicit, black and white. This is, I think, an important point which I needed to add. Point number one. Point number two. I wanted to share with you. I made a mistake, and that's Mishnebos Yevkot Yud Gimel. I think I missaid something. If I'm not, I'm pretty sure that I said it wrong. Mishnebos Yevkot Yud Gimel, which I didn't see, which I didn't read inside, just points out with regards to the earliest time to say Shema, when you're allowed to say. So it's the Mishyashkim, which is the Mishnebos Yevkot Yud Gimel. That whole Shulchan Aruch, Mishnebos says the following: Perish she'ein loy pnai lehamtin l'sakev at azman mishiire. Kigon shetzorich lotzes laderech. He hasn't got time to wait until mishiire. Kigon shetzorich lotzes laderech, such as he needs to go on the way. Similar purposes. So it's unlike what I said. I think I said that until the net, it's a time from we're talking about prior to net. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about before Mishire. So I just wanted to point this out to get that straight. And finally, two very important questions which were text to me today is, what about women? What about women in Birkas Kriyas Shema? Gideon, very interesting question. Women, what is the latest time women who are not obligated really to daven as men daven, when is, if they daven a bit later, can they say they miss the fourth hour, the Shor Revis? Are they allowed to still say Birkas Shema or not? Shema is never a problem to say, but we learned that Birkas Shema can only be said, Lechatchei Shulchan Aruch says, until the fourth hour. What about women? Are they allowed to say Birkas Shema after the fourth hour? Interesting question. Very relevant. Pardon? So interestingly, the halacha is that just as men are allowed to be mekel until chatzos, as the Mishkanas Yankov that we learned inside the halacha, so we're also mekel for women as well. So the halacha, women are also allowed to be mekel, but Mokum Onis at least, we're allowed to be mekel like the Mishkanas Yankov. Women are allowed to say Birkas Shema until chatzos. Certainly if it's an onus, and maybe even if it's not an onus. But women are allowed to say Birkas Shema until chatzos. Okay, that leads us to Siman on Tes Rabbeisai, a new topic, and I intend and I aim to maybe complete the whole Siman tonight, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Din Brocho Rishoyna Beyoitze. So we have discussed Baruch Hu, and we've discussed the time of reciting Shema. We're now going to the halacha of Yotzei Oiru V'Choshech. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Aleph, bottom of page 182. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Yotzei Oiru V'Choshech. That's the bracha that we say. Tiknu was established lehazkir, to mention Midas Halayla Beyoim. We mentioned the night Midas Halayla Beyoim in the day lehoitzi, to take away melei v'apikosim from the heart of the non-believers, she'oimrim who say cholile shemisha bara oir, whoever created day and light loy bara, did not create choshech, evil and badness. So we ensure to mention boire yoitze oiru boire choshech, create you Hashem who created day and you created night, to exclude, although it's not night now, but we still mention day and night because we want to exclude and push away. Now, because him say that the Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't have done, can't do any bad. Hashem can't do any bad. It must be cholile, two different koiches cholile. So we say that to make sure that we don't go into any of that hashkafas, to exclude that completely from our world. We say Hashem created yoim and lailo. Hashem created day and night. Everything is in the hands of Ribbono Shel Olam. He needs to be explored a bit. Why is that so important to mention at this stage? Why is that so critical to mention it now? Something to think about. Why is it so important? But certainly in the halacha that we ensure to say yoitze oiru v'choshech. Steve Bass. By the way, the Behetev points out, I want you to kiss the tefillin. Not everybody has got that minik, but if somebody has that minik, the mekoyer is brought down in Behetev, I want you to kiss the tefillin when one says yoitze oiru. Steve Bass. Im tov ve'omar. If somebody made a mistake, ve'omar, and he said by day, ashi bidvoru imari varovim, he was really finished. He was tired. He was completely finished. He woke up in the morning and he was like, he didn't know if it was day or night. And he said, ashi bidvoru imari varovim. It was day, and he said, ashi bidvoru imari varovim. Venizkar, and he remembers miyad immediately, ve'omar yoitze oir, and he said yoitze oir. The Gam Siem, and he also was Messiah when he finished off Yoitzah Me'oirois, and he finished off the bracha correctly, Yotze is Yoitze. So again, if you start off the bracha wrong, but you immediately saw yourself out, that's fine. And as long as you complete the bracha as well, Yoitzah Me'oirois, that's fine, you've saved the day. Havlim Omar, but if he said, Bidvorim Mari Barovim, he started off the bracha wrong. He said the night bracha in the by day, he said Mari Barovim. V'loy Omar, and he did not say Yoitzah Oir, Oi, oh, loisim yoitza meoirois, lo yotza. So if you said mari barovim, and you didn't sort it out by saying yoitza oir, oh, you didn't say yoitza oimois at the end, then lo yotza, you're not yoitza. Vim oma yoitza oiru boirichoi sheikh, ashe bidvori mari barovim. So he was completely mixed up, totally confused, and he said the following beautiful creation, look at that beautiful creation of a nice brocha. Yoitza oir, uvoirichoi sheikh, ashe bidvori mari barovim. He must have been really tired. So if he said that kind of combination, the Gamsiem, and he also completed saying Mari Varovim, he finished off saying Mari Varovim, Lo Yotze is no Yotze. So if you muddle it up, start again. Vim Wadin, Lo Hago, Vehuadin, and similarly, Im Loyamat Khila Rak Yotze Oir, Im Sia Mari Varovim, Lo Yotze. If you started off saying Yotze Oir, and then after you continue the book, and you said at the end, Mari Varovim, Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. Continues to Shulchanoch, aber im Siam Yoitza Meoirois, but if you completed Yoitza Meoirois, given to Pasach Yoitza Oir, if you start the Boch Yoitza Oir, Yotza, Yoitza, Afal Pi Shehivsik Bemari Barovim, although you finish up Bemari Barovim. There is an interesting Bialoch over here that mentions that even if it's not Toichke de Dibu, if you corrected it, it's fine. Some of the contemporary poskim over here address over here, what does Toichke de Dibu mean? How long is Toichke de Dibu? The halacha says you don't have to fix it to echid debo. If you said the wrong nusach and it takes a good few seconds until you saw yourself out, the halacha said it's fine. But some of the contemporary poskim discuss what's echid debo. Yeah. 3 seconds. Could be about 3 seconds. Very good. Yeah, it could be about 3 seconds. Or maybe a bit less even. It takes about, as long as it takes to say about 4 words. How long is it? It doesn't have to be like average size words. It's probably less, probably 3 seconds, no? How long is it? How does it take you to say 4 words? 3 seconds? Less? 2 seconds. So that's around about four words. It's about 3 seconds, I think. Okay, continues Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Oimrim. Some say the Ketusha, now there is a Ketusha which is incorporated in the Bracha, right? We say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Yeah? Yeah, in the Yotz Oil? Yeah, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So that's called Ketusha. It's the Ketusha of Berakas Kriyas Shema. So Yesh Oimrim, some say Shah Ketusha, the Ketusha Shah Biyotze, the Ketusha which is in Yotzer, Yachid Oimra, an individual, a single person can say it, Lefi Sheinu Lesipu Dvorim. A single person is allowed to say it because it's not a proper Kedusha. It's only we refer to what the Melachim say. The Melachim said Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So it's not really a proper Kedusha. It's not really a proper Kedusha. And therefore, a single person can say it. Regular Kedusha, of course, can only be said with a minyan. So over here, it's not like that. It's just we're referring to the Kedusha of the Melachim. Therefore, you're allowed to say it even if it's a yochid, even if it's not a minion. V'yesh oimrim, and some say yochid medalga. Some say that it's a dovah shebekdusha. A single person is not allowed to say it. V'enu nemeres elo b'tzibur, can only be said with the tzibur. V'yesh lochush ledivreyem, and one should be careful, like say like those words, like this psak. V'lizon should be careful. Yochid yomenu benigun v'taimu kekoyer b'tara. So we have got a machlokes. Can you say kodosh 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 of Birkas Kriyas Shema? Can you say it if you are on your own? Is it something which is Dovah Shebe Kedusha that requires a minyan? That's a second opinion. Or is it something that is not really Dovah Shebe Kedusha? It's not a minyan necessity. And you can say it if you are single. But first opinion say, single person can say it. Second opinion says, no, if it's not a minyan, don't say it. However, it does say that there's a rule that if you say something, benigun over timeim, if you say something, benigun time, even if it's something which requires a many, you're allowed to say benigun time. If you say it in a tune, as if you're reading, lining the Torah, that would be permitted, even according to that opinion. V'kvanispashet finishes off the Ramot, v'kvanispashet, the minig is already kisvor, he's showing like the first opinion, v'yochid, and a single person, yoima oisa, can say it, v'kshoin in kdush zois, oim oisa v'koil rom, when we say kodesh, 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 the Indian is to say it loud. So Shulchan Aruch paskin, the Ramah, excuse me, paskins, that we paskin the minig is that a single person can say it, don't worry, don't have to say it, but niggun, with lining, you can just say it even as a single person without a minion. We'll get to the zalochas, it's very similar to that, yeah? We'll get to that, yeah. Now, Rabbi Isai, do you need to stand for that? Is there any Indian to stand? On the contrary, Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton you'd base, ksha'oinim v'chol, v'ktush ezu imev, sh'toiv lo'im ha'miyushev. It's one of those halachas, ideally one should sit for kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. One should sit. Ideally one should sit. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Dalet, and for that I need a bit of introduction.
Is that dafka to draw hefsek between between the kodesh and kodesh, which is standing? Is it dafka using it sitting, or is it because it's coming out of Kriyashma?
Good question, I don't know. Very interesting question. Why is it? Where does that requirement come from exactly? I'm not sure. Good question. I don't know. Very good question. Right. For Seif Dalet Rabbi Isai, there's an introduction which I need to go through. Rabbi Isai, if somebody, we know there's a rule normally that I can be moitz to somebody else. What's an example of being moitz to somebody else? Kiddush. Yeah, Kiddush. That's right. Typical example. Many other examples, Moitzi others. Rabbi Isai, if somebody says, listen, this Boruch Shama, today I can't go for Boruch Shama. Do you mind to be Moitzi in Boruch Shama? Does that work? Ashay, you give a little stop on your friend next to you, say, do you mind to be Moitzi me for Ashay? Does that work? No. Why not? You're right, it doesn't work. Why not? Why is there can't be Moitzi somebody for Pesukah de Zimra? Why is there can't be Moitzi somebody? Why not? Works for so many other areas of Torah, of so many other mitzvah, pardon? Okay, it's not a mitzvah, pardon? Oh, it's the tefillah, very good. The key word is the tefillah. The Gemara says that there's a concept of rachmim. Rachmininu, the Gemara says, and anything which is, the Loshna, Mishnah Berurah is going to quote this shortly, that tzorich kol echad levakish rachmim al atzmoi. There's rachmi, the Gemara calls it, which is Loshna of mercy. When it comes to asking Rebbeinu Shel Olam for to have mercy on us, these tefillah, you can't be much somebody else. You have to sort yourself out, my dear friend. You have to say Baruch Shema, you have to say Asher, you have to ask Rebbeinu Shel Olam for mercy for yourself. Don't ask somebody to do it for you. Make sense? Makes sense. That's the concept of Rachmir. Right. Now, the Mishneh Berurah now goes, the Shulchan Aruch now goes to Seif Dalet, and he tells us that actually, what about Birkas Shema? Can you be moitzi somebody else saying Birkas Shema or not? Is it considered a tefillah? And consequently, you can't be moitzi somebody else? Or is it not considered a tefillah? And then somebody will be able to, you can't be moitzi somebody else. Is it considered a rachmi? And then you can't be moitzi or not? Make sense? So Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us the opinion, which is the following. Birkas Yoitze or Birkas Yoitze ve'arvis, Tebuch of Yoitze and of Arvis, Oima im Shliach Tzibur, you must say with a Shliach Tzibur, you must say with the Shliach Tzibur, Benachas quietly. This is the opinion of the Rosh, who holds that really you can be Moitzi. You can be moitzi somebody else. It's not considered a tefillah. You can be moitzi. You can be kishma. Can be moitzi somebody else. However, since it's so long, we are concerned that people are not going to concentrate, are not going to focus, are not going to be able to be engaged fully to the person being moitzi. Therefore, we say, you know, really, says the Rosh, you can be moitzi somebody else because it's not rachmi. However, but it's so long, you're not going to be able to focus and concentrate for so long. So therefore, say Birkas Shema yourself, but say it quietly. Okay, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Birkas Yoitze v'Avos, Oymer Mashliach Tzibur Benach. Say it yourself, but say it quietly. Let me just look at Mishneh Berurah, Sefkotn Tes Yudalet. Birkas Yoitze v'Odin Lekol HaBorachas Lekriyas Shema. Sefkotn Tes Vav, Yimah Shliach Tzibur. After Medina Yochel Lecha V'Lotzeis Birkas Shliach Tzibur Afil HaBoki. Although normally in many areas we find the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi somebody else. Dafke betfilah, with regards to tefillah specifically, einah shliach tzibur moitzi zaboki, you cannot be moitzi somebody else. Kele, come on. Mishum derachmeninu, it's rachamim, v'tzorech kol odom levakesh, v'tzorech kol echol levakesh rachim alatzma, everybody needs to seek mercy for himself. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, yerogi loimai mishliach tzibur benachas, you should say it yourself benachas quietly. Why is that? Shekim and shem brochis arukois, since they are long brochis, hey nodum yochel lechavin todir, you cannot concentrate for so long, ima shliach tzibur with the shliach tzibur b'shtika quietly. V'ayoyim, and nowadays, ein noyagili zoy loimai tafke benachas, we don't say it quietly. So again, the concept is, Birkas Kriyas Shema, says Shulchan Aruch, you should say quietly, because although really the chazan could be moitzi you, but you're not going to be able to concentrate for so long. Yeah, you won't be able to concentrate for so long, therefore you say it yourself, but you say it quietly. It says the Ramah, V'yimah le'saim kodim she'saim ha'shliach tzibur, you should finish off the bracha before the shliach tzibur, V'yane omei nach ha'shliach tzibur, she'say omei nach ha'shliach tzibur, Miu, however, im lo yomro, rak shom ha'shliach tzibur, but if you heard from the shliach tzibur, and you didn't say yourself, Yotza Yoyotze B'diavet. The Bochas, Elu Shliach Tzibur Moitzi Yochet, because really the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi, Afal Pishibok, although he's Boki. These are really not considered Rachmim, and therefore Birkas Kriyas Shema, the Chazan really can be Moitzi others. Miu, however, Ena Shliach Tzibur Moitzi Yochet, Bepochas Ma'aso, you need a minion for that. You did a special requirement that you will need a minion. Rabbi Sai, after the word, Haboiche Be'amo Yisrael Be'avot, do you say Omein or not? No. You say the Baruch with the Chazan. You say after it's Omein or not. How did it work in the more old-fashioned shuls who have old minogim and United style shuls? What? He says Omein. He does say Omein. Yeah, you. Pardon? Very nice. Okay. Rabbi Sai, how is it in Shtibel? Rabbi Feingold, you say Omein? No Omein? I just wonder, people don't say Omein? You say with a... Right, where does that all come from? You do say Omein, you don't say Omein. Where does that all come from? Where does that come from? Says the Shulchan Aruch, last line of page 184. V'loy yane Omein. You shall not say Omein. Acha after. Siyum finishing. Haboiche be'amo Yisrael be'avo. After the words, Haboiche be'amo Yisrael, we should not say Omein. Why? Mishom, since to have a hefsek, it's an interruption. An interruption between Birkas Kriyas Shema and Shema. Don't interrupt. Don't say Omein. Haboiche said, what you thought about this? Don't say Omein between Haboiche Be'am Yisrael Be'ava and Shema, because you're interrupting between Bocha and...
Omein's part of the Bocha, really.
Very good. You see that?
Do
you hear Rabbi Kagan's words of wisdom? That it really should be part of, it's part of the bracha. So therefore, you're saying that shouldn't be an interruption. If you say amen, it's not an interruption. What do you say?
It's not a bracha once you say it together with a
chum. What do you, Taina? You say that Omen is not really normally considered a hefsek. So similarly over here.
Bracha is for the thing. Yeah, it's Brukhas Krishna.
Right, but Omen is, don't say Omen is a hefsek when they're careful not to speak during Tekiah's on my Shabbat.
Correct. Nice thought by Tekiah Shofar. We'll say Omen, it's not considered an interruption between.
It's the same sort of thing.
Very interesting. Right? Very wonderful about the beautiful comparison. By Russell, that you're going to make the bracha of Tkiyah Shofar, you say Amen, and then comes the Amen is not considered an interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah. Yeah, what do you want to say? Hamotzi as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Where is the Mishnah Berurah? Sivkot Chav Dalet, very much towards the bottom. Behave Hefsek, it's an interruption between Kiyah Shema, lahabracha to the bracha. Kemoi. Just like she'osu lehafsik, you're not allowed to interrupt. Bein kol dva mitzvah, any mitzvah matter, oy hana, or benefit, she'mevarchin olav that you make a brach on it, lehabracha to the brach shelefana before that. We don't normally interrupt by saying amen, says the Mishnah Berurah. We don't normally say amen. Bevirkas yoytze oy, however, when it comes to the brach of yoytze oy, gam hu moide ledina, he is also agreeing, he's agreeing to the Ramah. The im siem koydim ashliach tzibo. If you did complete, if you finished before the shliach tzibo, yeish lanois omein achav. You do say omein after that. I'm bevi aloche. So we are learning of, let's see we should see next Mishnah Berurah, which is going to help us. Sivkotin samach chafei Mishnah Berurah. Because the Ramah just says Ein lekamon samach aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah on that says in Sif Kodon Chavei Siman samach aleph. Besif Gimel Bargo. The Sham Nispaya. Over there it's explained. The Gambe Biekas Haboiche. Also with regards to the Baruch of Haboiche. Hamenek the custom is Lesayim Kodim Ashliach Tzibu to finish before the Shliach Tzibu. Velanois Omein and to say Omein Achas Shliach Tzibu to actually yes say Omein after the Chazan. Kmoshe Kosa Bedak Kmoshe Siman Zeh. Like the Kemosh is over here. The reason why yes to say Amen is the following. The Birkas Kriyas Shema Einon Doimis L'Shah Birkas HaMitzvahs. It doesn't resemble any other Birkas HaMitzvahs. Sher Ein Mevorechim, we don't make a bracha. Asher Kiddushonu, B'mitzvoy Sov, V'tzivonu Likroiz Shema. It's a different type of bracha. Elo bracha is b'fnei atzmon hein. It's a different type of bracha. It's a specially established bracha. V'tiknu levorich oisam koydim kiyashma. And there was the chachamim were established to make that special bracha before shema. Lochein therefore, ein chashash. There is no concern. B'mashemafsik beinu kiyashma. It's not considered interruption. It's very much part of the bracha. Who said that, those words? Did you say those words? It's part of the bracha. So you can say abayich mam Yisrael. You can say omen because it's a special bracha which was designed for here, and you can say the Amen, it's not a problem. That's what they hold. And the Achonim write, Sheitiku Kulam, they all copied this, as Diva Ramod, the words of the Ramah, the Dina, the Imsiyim Birkas Aboicha, if you finish the word Aboicha, the Bocha, Koyim Shliach Tzibu before the Shliach Tzibu, Yishlanos, Omen Acha Shliach Tzibu, you should say Omen after Shliach Tzibu, Ach Lecha Tchila, but ideally, Yoiseh Toivit is better yet. She is saying b'shovei m'shliach tzibu. You should finish the same time as the shliach tzibu. V'lo yitztarich lanu is omen achra. We shouldn't say omen afterwards. V'ayim b'derechaim. Shikosim le'nanu is omen achra b'yekas b'och achet b'avur l'shma. So says the Mishnah Berurah in one sentence. He says, the ones who hold that you don't have to say, the ones who hold that you can't say omen, is not, and it's not considered a hefsek, is because it's part of the bracha. Chum especially designed this bracha at this point over here. You can say Abayich Vam Yisrael Be'avon, you can say the Amen, it's special, you can make the Amen, it's not a problem. Others hold, nevertheless, there is some sort of element of hefsek in it, and therefore do not say Amen. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lechatchila, what you should do is say together with the Chazan, And that's pretty much a universal custom in the Mishneh Berurah's day and age. Nowadays, that's quite universally accepted to do so. You say the bracha with the chazan, and therefore, according to all opinions, you're not going to say amen. Because you can't say amen to your own bracha. However, there are plenty of keiles in Minogim who don't go with the Mishneh Berurah, and they will say amen after the bracha, and it's perfectly acceptable according to the Mishneh Berurah as well. Right, just to recap what we covered tonight, Pesach Hashem. We learned about the bracha of Yoytzeh includes day and night to make sure that we believe that everything flows from Ribbono Shel'Olam. We spoke in Sif Beis about various types of mistakes, and Halacha is even if it's not Torah Kedei Dibur, if you finished it off with the right ending, your Yoytzeh, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel tells us that you don't need, there's a machlokes as to whether you need a tzibur, a minion, to say the Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh in Birkas Yoytzeh, and the Halacha, that we don't need a tzibur, you don't need a minion to say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. One should say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh with a loud voice, and Sif Dala tells us that one can really be moitzi, the chazan can be moitzi others. It's not considered rachmim. However, one should say it quietly because of it's too long to have kavana to focusing, concentrating for the chazan. But yeah, everyone is yoitzi over by the chazan being moitzi. And then finally, we covered the point of the Shulchan Aruch saying that you don't say amen after Baruch Bama Yisrael be'ava, because it's considered a hefsik according to some opinions. Other opinions disagree and say it's not considered a hefsik. I totally don't say amen. It's perfectly accepted according to Mishneh Berurah as well. That Mishneh Berurah says that ideally, in order to avoid any machlokes, you say the bracha together with the chazan. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.